So that's what the pseudo-type religion has done. While men slept, and they have been sleeping and slumbering, Habashiah said to them, he went and prayed, came back, found them asleep. Went back again, found them asleep, and said, could you not just pray with me just a little bit? I need you to pray for me. Just sleep. Well, I got to get my rest. I'm tired. You know, I stayed up to 4 a.m. this morning, so I'm going to rest. That's the mindset today. And he came back, and he looked at him and said, sleep on. That's all right now. I got it done. That's all right. Sure could have used your help, but that's all right. That's all right. And because they slept, the first thing they did, they forsook him. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, listen to me, please. If Yahweh had not restored Israel like he is doing now, if he had not, when how much, they didn't even believe that he had resurrected. They all forsook him, scripture said, and they went their own way. And he had to do the finished work like he did. He had to restore them. He had to restore every last one of them. He said, now everything I've taught you came from the Abba. And then he said that trust that that damnable serpent of hell, Benny Hinn, performed, it is not of Yahweh. And he breathed on them. And they received Harkodashahua. They were filled with the power. And the word came alive. And then that same Kephar said, I don't even know the damn man. Get away from me. He the same one stood up and said, these men are not drunk as you suppose that they are. But this is what Hamashiach, this is what the prophets, this is what the Torah taught us, that Yahweh will pull out his power, his anointing, and something shall rise up in them. Not some little twitty feeling, but the living power of his word. His Torah shall rise up. And they will come alive and you will see Israel in his fullness. That's the truth. You will see the power of his living truth. The seed is the word. Because we've slept. We love to sleep in slumber, don't we? We have slept because men have slept. His enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. We won't challenge this trash today. We won't confront it. But I'm here to confront it. For me to live as Hamashiach, I'm set for a defense of Torah truth. I'm not set for a defense of religious prosperity. You can only prosper. That is what the seed of Yahweh does. It produces prosperity. And this tear doctrine that takes people into bondage, into the dark delusion of the natural mind, and they literally think they have Yahweh, they don't have Yahweh. They're not the seed of Yahweh, it's the seed of the enemy. They're disillusional. They don't have the strength of Yahweh. His seed. And scripture will identify them. I will show you. And the world will know. Even Shaitan knows those that have the seed of Yahweh in them. Do you believe that? I do, because it's in the book that you hold in your lap or your hands. It's there. He says in the 23rd chapter of the same book. I know I'm crisscrossing. I want to establish something in our mindset. I know how we read things in a sequential order, but everything is not displayed in that sequential order. You may have to stop at a verse and go over that to understand the next verse. Now look what he says in the 23rd verse of the same chapter. He said, but he that received zira, a sperma, into tough ground, good ground, those that are the seed of Yahweh, those that receive the word, is he that shema, hear the word, and he understands it, which also bear fruit and bring forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Now look at your tree. What kind of fruit are you bringing forth? A seed always produces after its kind. If you got the seed of righteousness, the seed of Yahweh, it will produce the righteousness of Yahweh. And we know that his Torah is his righteousness. Yahweh's righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting. And we know that his Torah is the truth. Now, what kinds of things are produced from you? What things are alive in you? Is it folly, foolish? Is it sin? Is it lust? Is it greed? What's in you? What's in you? Whatever's in you, that is the seed of your life. That's what's in you. That's what's in you. And when there is a reunion with that spirit, it brings it alive, and you perform the things that are in you. When the word of Yahweh, the word that he speaks, the words that I'm speaking to you, they're spirit and they have life in them. And it causes that which is of Yahweh, that sperma, that zera, that zereth, in you to rise. And it began to bring forth fruit, some 100, some 60, and some 34. Some of you don't even have one fold on your tree at all. There's nothing. It's barren. No love for Yahweh. You got love for trash and folly and love for television and foolish things and stupid things. When it comes to Yahweh, no, nothing for that. And so that's why this is a generation that is barren. It brings forth no fruit. There's no life in it at all. Period. We've got under this deluded religion that causes us to die and to sell out our birthright like the Esau. They were all of the same progenitor. They came out of the same womb. They came by with birth by the same zera and the same sperma. They were one Yahweh. One Yahweh says, I love, one I hate it. Do you understand that? I love this one, I hate them. I hate that one. And he has not changed. Yahweh doesn't change. Don't let this Torah tell you that. When a man defied blatantly the Torah, and that is what this superficial generation is doing. Because the people, there are few that have the birth of Yahweh. You must be born of Yahweh. You must be born of Yahweh in order to be born again. You must be born of Yahweh in order to sense this rebirth. When you hear the truth and when the seed is sown, it brings a rebirth in you. Every year, brothers and sisters, we began to see in the fall of the year, the buds setting on these trees. How do you know they're setting? Because you see the leaves began to fall. They're new buds. They will produce new fruit. And this is the season that our fruit should be bearing abundantly. You will see the buds begin to push off the old leaves, and the buds begin to, the new leaves and the new sprouts, and all of a sudden, even the ones that will not produce, they die out for the next year harvest. And that's the way our lives should be daily. Daily. That should be something once a year. That's why his Moaz, the time of tabernacle and gatherings, the time that we must gather. The men must gather in Jerusalem to sing forth the praises and the great gladness and the glad tidings unto Yahweh. And these perverters today teach you that that's wrong. I've taught it. I've taught that in my own ignorance. Didn't know. But I bless Yahweh for his truth. Yeah, all of you all in here were brought up that way. You that are listening, you were brought up that way. Don't be sanctimonious and think you possess something. I just thank Yahweh that he has written something in me. It is not me that have been the orchestrator of this. I have not altered anything at all. I have no patents on nothing at all. Believe me, brothers and sisters, I'm very humble and thankful that the works that have been done, I can attribute them all to him. Nothing to me. Nothing. I have nothing to shake my hips about. Nothing at all. For what? My own self-righteousness is like a minister filthy rag of a woman. I have nothing to say. Look at what I've done. Nothing. He has done it all. All to him I owe. Because he has done it all. Yeshua paid the price. He paid the ultimate price. The fullness. No change left at all. That's all right. That's all right. Just even. That's it. Period. No taxes. Nothing. That's it. He paid it. We must be born of Yahweh. And in order for you to keep that revitalized birth. You know you have the children, but you got to keep birth and you got to keep life in them, don't you? You don't put that ninny in their mouths and give them some milk until they reach a certain age of strength. They will die. All these years they have been saying that it's not good to breastfeed the babies. And now what they're saying now, women don't feed them that. Breastfeed your young ones. I don't care what it is. You put that thing in their mouths. Well, this generation that used to fold their hands and sleeping and slumbering. And that's why our children, the mindset, they don't develop properly their mind. That's just the truth. And my mother can do that. My mother throw that big thing in my mouth and say, suck it. There's no other way out. Period. Hallelujah. And that is the truth. So they give your children something that is false today. Simulite. That is a simulated milk. Simulated. You think, well, why did Yahweh put that stuff in a woman's titty, in her breast, a mammary gland? Skeet it out in the glass and throw it out? Let it dry out? That is stupidity. You see, the cow's in the field, the calf wants some udder milk. The cow doesn't go to the goat for milk. The goat doesn't go to the cow. And the lamb, certainly, the little ewe is definitely not going to the cow or the bull from or the mare for milk. So why would he cause you to go to a cow for milk when he puts something in your titty, woman? What do we get our breast? Doesn't he want us to lay in his breast? Scripture says that. So he can put some milk in us. He would love to feed us with meat, but we're so young and so tender, we still need milk. There's some kids, 4 or 5 years old, still, mama will still have to throw that thing out and let them get a little milk on that thing. There are children that suck until they're 4 or 5 years old. Get the scratching up there, I want some of that. I don't want that in the glass, I like that one. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. That's repulsive, it's not repulsive. It's the truth. So we have life, it's nature. It's Yahweh's progression. It's what produced life. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Nothing wrong with that. And we get the pure kind of mindset. When I was growing up, the mama, she just threw that thing out right there in the tailbacket. We're so corrupted, and our thought conscious have been so corrupted. A woman throw a titty out to feed the baby. You know, it's so filthy because they have taken that, the beauty of that, and made it so filthy. These little nasty Jezebels wearing things so tight. You see the print of their buttocks, the print of their frontal part. That's an abomination. It's vile. I tell all your daughters, you don't listen. A woman has no confidence when she dressed like that. Because you're not sure what you got. I'm sure what? I know I'm a man. She has nothing. That's why you see old men with their shirts all unbuttoned with chains hanging on their neck. I saw an old man the other day. I'm not getting away from my message now. But I do want to say this. I saw a man in the store because I know because I look at people sometimes. My wife says to me, somebody's going to knock your head off. No, they're not going to do that. Of course, I saw the man, so here this old man, you can tell about 65 years old. And I just looked at him. He got 2 earrings in his ear. He's shaped like a, just a mess. He got 2 picks on him. He's got a do-rag on. And I looked at him. I just looked at him. What a fool. I want to find that scripture in the Tanakh. That's one thing that Yahweh hates is an old adulterous man. He's a fool. And this man thinking he's some kind of jitterbug, and he was a bug, he was a fool. That is not the seed of Yahweh. He has no confidence in his maturity and age. I have confidence in him. And because I have it in him, then he gives me a sense of what he is and what place I should be in. That's this generation. It's lost. Men have slept. And so the enemy has sown seeds. So that's why you have the proliferation of these pseudo practices today. Look at them. T.D. Jakes is going to fill up Atlanta with 500,000 people down here in a few weeks. They will come from every persuasion, from all the United States and around the world. And it will be a whole house of the children of darkness. How do you know? Let me read. I want to finish this. Turn quickly to Jeremiah. I want to show you something here. The sin of the house of Yehuda, Yahweh's people. Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 20. Jeremiah 2:20. It says, "For of old time I have broken your yoke and burst your bands. And you said, I will not transgress." He said, I made you free now. Have you ever done that? Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Don't you recall the time some of us that are a little older, you were in such sins, you had done things. I maybe got a little drunk and you done something that was wrong. You will say this, "God, if you bring me out of this, I will never do this again." I've said that. You that have a little experience in life, a little older, you've experienced that. "If you bring me out of this, I'll never do that again." Well, I see Sister Horn shaking her head saying, "Yeah, so I know I'm not alone in that one." Now, this is what Yahweh said. "I've broken the bands, your shackles, and you said I will not transgress." And we said that, didn't we? "I won't do it again. You just bring me out. Oh, please, Lord, Lord, Lordy, Lord, Lord. Just do that." You know, Yisrael, they were there in Mizraim and in Egypt. They were ignorant. They were flat out ignorant. Because when Moshe went to them, he said, "Who should I tell them to send me?" Yeah, but they cried out, did they not? Did Yahweh hear their prayers? He's going to always hear Yisrael. He's always brothers and sisters. And unless you identify the hope of that promise in Yahshua, your lost fool. I don't care who you are. You said, I will not transgress when upon every high and under every green tree you wandered and you played the role of a harlot. You were playing the harlot, the whore. You let everything go into you. Is that not what a whore does? We've let every kind of schism, every kind of doctrine, every kind of seed there is. And that's why when men begin to come to the truth, they can't handle it, because you got every kind of sown seed there is in you. Every kind of wild grass, nut grass, every kind of Bermuda, you name it, it's there. It's nothing like planting a garden, and all of a sudden, because of your slumbering and sleeping, you get every kind of grass, nut grass, and Bermuda, coastal. And it began to wind so deep in the ground, you just can't get it up. You become frustrated trying to get it up. It ain't worth it. Just let it go. And you watch a beautiful garden just die, and all of a sudden, the weeds overtake the garden. Isn't that so? That's what has happened in our lives. The weeds. The seeds that we have allowed to be sown in our hatred, our dishonor, our despising of one another. And that's what has happened. The cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, it has choked out the living word of Yahweh, and you have become unfruitful. He says in verse 21, yet, look at this now, Yahweh says, yet I had planted you a noble vine. So who planted them? Yahweh did, saints. It was not y'all. He said, I planted you a noble vine, holy, completely, a right zira, a right seed. How then are you turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine to me? He said, I don't even know you. He said, how have you turned that way? How have you mutated into that? And that's what we've mutated into, something that was, I don't know this. What is this? It's strange. He said, what has caused you to mutate like that? For though you wash you with nitrate and take you much so, yet your iniquity is marked before me, saith the sovereign Yahweh. Do you understand that? Your transgression of the Torah is marked. You are Torah-less. You have no power of Torah sustainability. It's not that you have no love of Torah and truth in you. He said, although you have tried to clean yourself up and make yourself look right, have you ever done that? And make yourself to appear as righteous as the scribes and the Pharisees wearing their plasteries on their box, on their arms. No, he doesn't want the plastery of the Torah there. He wants it where he put it, written in the Lamb of Man. So you walk around with your plastery and everything looking good, and everything looking right, your dress is down to your ground, and everything fitting so properly. He's saying, yet, the scars of your iniquity, your Torah lustness, is before me. I see it. He sees everything. His eyes on the sparrow. And Yahweh, he watches over us too, to judge us. His seed, the zira of Yahweh, will always produce a life. Because Yahshua is the living word. He was the word made. I don't care what no one says. He was the word made flesh. And there was no sin in him. He did not defile the Torah. He did not trust. He had to have something to govern him. And Yahweh has given us something to govern us. Religion or pseudoism today, we have no government at all. Were you going to do that? He said his seeds remain in him and he cannot sin. Well, everybody's going to sin. His seeds remain in him. And he cannot sin. Whosoever is born of Yahweh, the word of Yahweh, he is a son. And if the seed of Yahweh remains in that one, he cannot sin. I know, because the pseudoism has shaped your mind to believe the lies of a pseudo wholesaling snake oil approach. That's why the snake oil approach tells you that, quote, God wants everybody to be rich. It teaches people that. It's a false snake oil. It's a false snake oil approach. No, the snake oil is not going to take the vitamin out of your body. You're going to have to find some way to, with some suction, to get it out. Or you're going to have to just suffer the pains of that snake oil, that snake bite. And they're bitten to people and they can't get loose. It's almost like a drug addict, a junkie hooked on crack and cocaine. They cannot eradicate themselves from it. They become so dependent upon this this false pseudoism. It's the only thing that can kind of give them some kind of hope in life at all. But it's false. Is that based upon the true seed. It's not based upon that at all. So he said, you have washed yourself, but your iniquities, they are before me. I see them. You vow, and you are not right. They are marked before me. This nation, the nations of the world, and the nations of Israel, and the house of Israel, there is an abominable idolatry that is practiced today. And this whole selling of the pseudoism of religious practices, it is not of Yahweh. And it has come by the seed or the seed of this of Christianity and religious practices. And scripture gives us an account or gives us a parallel as to how this happens. I want to read that in Yeshaya, Isaiah 57. I want to read this. Isaiah 57 verse 3. Yeshaya 57 3. Yahweh says to us, but draw near here to me. Now, he tells us to draw near to him. Draw near. The only way we can draw near, first of all, he's near those that have a broken heart. And he saveth such that have a contrite or spirit of repentance. Now, we're not a people, we are so arrogant, we can do wrong, and we still don't want to repent. Say, help me, Yahweh. That's how arrogant we are. He did me wrong, she did do me right. And it's just a wickedness. He said, I want you, first of all, but draw near to me, you sons of the sorcery, and look at this, and seed of the adulteress and the whore. You tell me there is a seed of the adulteress? There's a seed of the whore? There's sons and daughters of sorcery? You tell me this sorcery practice of religion today, it is not a bewitching of the minds of the people to turn them away from the Torah? Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you will not obey the truth? The truth is his Torah. So these sons of sorcery, these daughters and sons of adultery and whoredom, they cannot obey the Torah. They're the seed now. They have the same kind of mindset as the adulteress, the whore, and the sorcerer. Did it say that in the book? Am I fabricating this? It's there. I read it again. Draw near to me, you sons of sorceries, the seed, the zira of adulterers and whore. Again, against whom do you support? You sport yourself. You. I know I'm right. You sport yourself. You make mockery, actually, of Yahweh. You sport yourself. Against whom make you a wide mouth, and that this generation has that. You draw out the tongue. He says, are you not children of transgression? We know that transgression, we know that sin is what? A transgression of the Torah. He says, are you not children of transgression? A seed of honesthood? Seed of falsehood. And we have a seed of falsehood today. Seed of Yahweh, his children. They have the living life of the seed of his truth in them. The Torah is the truth. You don't reject Torah teaching. He said, you're the seed of falsehood. You pretend to be those that are Yahdims. You pretend to be Israel, but you're false. It sounds like a chicken. It quacks like one. Then it got to be chicken, right? Not so. What is that bird? What is that bird you were telling me, Brother Yosef, that makes the sound of everything other day? What kind? The northern mockingbird? Can it make the sound of a baby crying? It can? Can it make the sound of a cow mooing? But it can make a variation of sounds, what I'm saying. It can make a variation, different sounds. It can make different sounds. So if it sounds like a baby, that doesn't mean it's a baby. If it sounds like a crow, that doesn't mean it's a crow. And that's what this generation is doing. It's a mock, and that's why they sport themselves against Yahweh. The sons and daughters of falsehood. The seed is what a falsehood. It's not the seed of Yahweh. It's not the lively seed. He said, you're seed of falsehood. Look what they do now. And flaming yourself with idols. Under every green tree, slaying the children in the valley under the cleft of the rock. Now their children they slay. And they will try to slay the children of the seed of Israel. Well, I don't see it that way. You get your whole kinsman wrapped upon you. They will do all they can to slay you and to destroy the burning hope. That's what they do. They inflame themselves. Well, honey, you know I brought you up a Baptist, and the Baptist way was right for your granny. That's why granny was the mess she was. Well, honey, your granddaddy was brought up a Methodist, and we've been a Lutheran all our life. That's why you're lukewarm the way you are, even in the Lutheran way. They're inflaming themselves with idols. The Baptist, the Pentecostal, the psychotic Islamic, the psychotic Muslims. The psychotic. I don't take that back. Twist it. So they inflame themselves with every kind of idol under every green tree, slam the children in the valley under the clefts of the rock. Now you understand that this is the valley of Hinnom where they would actually take their children and they would slay them. Parents, today I was listening to a young man, his testimony, and that's why I preached that message or the teaching, how that one's own family will be, his foes will be of his own family. He said, you know, my mother, I live here in Michigan, my mother lives in Ohio, I'm going to visit them, and my mother, she implied to me implicitly, specifically, don't come to my house talking about that Yahweh and that Yahshua. Don't come here talking about that. I don't want to hear it. That this is my house. You don't come here doing that. Well, I will never go to the Jezebel's house. You understand? Me, I will not go. I will not go. And someone responded to him, it's going to be that way. That's the way it's going to be. Now, here's this woman that under this every kind of green tree, all the trees of the T.D. Jakes and all that, they present to be green trees. They look luscious, don't they? But they're trees of idolatry and falsehood. They're false men, false pseudo-prophets. They offer them a false hope, and the hope is not real. All these things are temporal, brothers and sisters. Everything. I don't care if you gain $1 million, it is temporal. It's only for a moment. That's all. And so what she done, because she was inflamed with her idols, she would take a child like that and offer it unto the valley of Hinnom, set him to fire, and destroy him. And that's what this religious mindset has done today. When a child began to move away from the tradition that make void the word of Yahweh, they become very ferocious against them. That's wrong. They're in some kind of a cult. And they don't think that they're in some kind of a cult. They've been brainwashed and their minds have been formed and shaped to a form of tradition or religious practice. They don't believe that, but they believe you are because you do what this Torah teaches. Because you call him by his name, not by some damnable pagan title, some falsehood. He is not false. Jotan is false. He has no rightful place. The religious doctrines are false. And so they offer them unto the valley of Hinnom. That's what, because they are false, the seed is false in them. That's why they can't be real. Brothers and sisters, you that are a little age, you tell me you've never been able to discern whether someone has been real or false. You never been in someone's presence. You say, he is just as false as two leprechauns. She is not real. Oh, honey. Oh, I just love you. Man, I'm so glad. You know they're false. You know nothing real there. It's nothing real there. It is false. It is not real. I remember in the days in the 70s and early 80s, they had these Rolex watches. And of course, they were ripping a lot of people off because most people were ignorant of the mechanisms and the movement of a Rolex watch. You know, the hand. You know, they had them, you see, and they go, cheek. Well, you knew that was a Rolex. I learned that then. Of course, they were taking a lot of people. Rolex, $200. Why go get a $10 one and it tells the time just like a $20, a $200 one, a $500 one? Of course, the people were buying them, though. Everybody with a Rolex, and they wanted you to see them. And, of course, every time I would see one with one on, I would look. I knew it wasn't a Rolex. They were selling what they call the oyster. It's the gold and the silver, or the silver one. They called them, that was the oyster. And people were buying them by the time, paying $250. They actually thought they had something. And a lot of them were just bewitched, thinking they had something. And, of course, when I would look at someone with one on, I would look at the second hand, because you could tell whether it was a true Rolex or a fake. The true one is just a sweeps. You know, you know what it was. The false one goes, they couldn't get that mechanics and the mechanism of a true Rolex. Do you all understand that? Neither can this false religion get the same kind of apparel or put on the same kind of clothing of the true truth. They have a false truth. And they sow the seed into all those that are that false seed. And they buy it. They love it. Their Sunday pagan worship is wrong. I will not go into a whorehouse on Sunday. I don't care if I sat around all day on the Shabbat and rested. I will find me at least a place that kept the Shabbat. He said, remember the Shabbat and keep it kodesh. You come together with the people of Yahweh to fellowship. And you find rest in that. You find rest. I will not go into a whorehouse on the Sunday to recognize this venerable pagan day of their sun worship. I will not do that. Not on the first day. I will set me a place whereby they at least have some understanding of the truth. They may not have the totalness of the truth, but that's all right. It's more than what they have on the Sunday. It's more than what they have on the Sunday. It's more than what they have on the Sunday. Remember the Shabbat and keep it kodesh. That has to be very important to him. What do you think? Yeah. If he tells you to remember it. Yeah. I will not compromise that. And so we got the seed of the false who say, well, I'm just going to sleep today and sit around. No, 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 no. Israel, the house of Israel, they went into Jerusalem on the Shabbat. You have to lay everything down before the Shabbat. And you had to go into that city. You had to unburden yourself of everything. They didn't want the camels and the asses and all that laying down thinking you're going to be a salesman today. No. Not at all. When one is truly born of Yahweh, have the zera, the sperma, the zereth of Yahweh, there he produces what Yahweh, what his word commands us to produce. He produces the honesty, the righteousness, the truth of Yahweh comes out of one like that. Well, what is that breath of that seed when they're breath of a false seed? That they have a false identity. That's why when they hear the name of Yahshua, they reject that. Say, oh, it's cheat. Lies. It can never be transliterated, Jesus. Lies. Period. It's a false name. Has its origin in Zeus. I have the original facsimile, KJV 1611. The name Zeus is there. You can say what you want to. It was to give this world this Hellenistic, this Greek mindset to have this type of appetite. And everybody today want to be like the Greeks. They want to learn. They want to see what kind of knowledge they got. That's why nobody can be told anything. The Torah teaches us. The elders of Israel taught the house of Israel. Today nobody wants to be taught. No one wants to be instructed today. That's this Hellenistic, this Greek mindset. No, I don't. No, 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 no. We wonder why our children are inspired that way, because we have put that kind of false seed in them and not the seed of Yahweh. Not the seed of Yahweh. Not the seed of Yahweh. He says in Isaiah chapter 1, turn quickly there, chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3. Seed of the evildoers and the seed of the falsehood. The scripture talks about the seed of falsehood, those that are born of that seed, and the seed of evildoers. It says in Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3. It says, the ox knows his owner, and the ass his master's crib. Now, I know that's a fact. There's one thing about the cows and things around here. Brother Chris, he can handle them much better than all of us trying to help him handling them. Brother Yosef with the chickens, he can handle them much better than we all trying to handle them. And we try to handle them, but Chris does a wonderful job by himself. They will follow him. They see all of us. They say, something is wrong there. Don't like that. And then they began to act like fools. Brother Chris by himself, he can pull them to where he wants them, and they'll follow him. So an ox knows his owner, an ass his master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people does not consider. We hear things, we don't even consider it. I don't like it. It makes no difference. He said, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, they have transgressed, they defy the Torah, their Torah-less. And look at this, a seed of evil doers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken Torah. They have forsaken Yahweh. That's why there's a seed of evilness in them. When a man forsakes Yahweh, whether he's an Israelite, Hittite, or who he is, Jebusite, he opens his heart for the seed of evil doing. And we understand, listen, my brothers and sisters, we do evil because we have forsaken the Torah, the disciplines of Yahweh. When it tells you, he says, love your neighbor. Does he teach you that? How do you love your neighbor? Like you love your sister, your brother, like you love yourself. Like you love yourself. He means what he said. We have this pseudo falseism of love, and it is so fake and so phony, it's going to take you to the pit of hell. That's the truth. It's a falsehood. He said there's seed, it's a seed of falsehood in them. And we find that in who? In ourselves. Corrupt us. Well, I would never do that. Where you get mad at Sister Dina, you go try to corrupt someone else to get mad at her too. You get mad at old Deacon Benny, so you're going to corrupt someone else to get mad. You never done that. You never done that and went and talked and said, well, you know, she did, she said that, boom, 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 boom. You never done that. Well, he did, he done, he done, he will do. Nah, you have never done that. No, sir. You will never do that. No, you haven't done that. And it corrupts your thinking to make you a seed of corruptness. An evildoer corrupt. These men today, they are evildoers. They're serving a talent of evilness. And it corrupts the minds against Yahweh. And they turn against His Torah. Well, I don't, well, we don't need, I'm sick of the adults. I said to a man, the man was sickly as they come. As my grandmother would say, one foot on the earth and the other on a banana peel ready for death. However that proverb went, something like that. One foot in the grave and one on a banana peel. You say you're about to slip in. And this man, we were talking. And he was so sickly. Talk about his heart, what he's doing. And I said to him, first of all, you need to get rid of them things in your pocket. He said, we got enough don'ts. I want to have some do's and I want to do some do's. We got enough don'ts. And when he said that, of course, when I lit in on him, he couldn't say nothing else after that. I don't recall what I said, but I know that it was full. It was enough. And when I finished with it, he was ready to quietly get away from me. Okay, take care. Couldn't hardly walk now. Now, that's the mindset of this generation. Well, we got enough don'ts. What about the do's? We do enough, don't we? We do sin, we do lie, we corrupt ourselves, we corrupt one another. We do enough of that, don't we? Yahweh tells us what to do. It's not what don't do, He just tells us what to do. Do you understand that? He's wiser than us. He's the all-wise, mighty one. So if He's all-wise, then I think He can tell me what to do, all right? It's not as much as what don't do, it is what He said, do. Or when He tell you don't commit sin, He said, just obey my Torah, do what I command you. And you won't do that. So it's a generation of evildoers. The mindset is evil. The thoughts are evil. It is a corrupt mindset. It is not of Yahweh. Corruptus. They have forsaken Yahweh. They have provoked the Kodash One of Yisrael to anger. They have gone away backwards. What a profound statement. Literally provoking Yahweh. They have turned away backwards from the Torah. When I was growing up, at least they would put the mitzvahs in the schools. We learned them. We were reminded of them. They have gone away back. This wicked nation has gone the way backwards. That abortion and pedophilism and homosexualism and everything is what they call, quote, glorified. I don't like to use that expression. And honored, unquote. Perversion, corruption, sexual impurities and practices that are so vile and evil and sadistic. That's what they're doing. Selling your sons and daughters to this evil seed mindset, teaching them it's all right to be a faggot, to be a woman, and say you're a man. And this wicked generation trusts their children over to that. Well, my son goes to a Christian school. My daughter goes, what's the difference? They're corrupt and evil. Don't tell me one school has taught anyone anything decent today. They teach them everything that is opposed to Yahweh diametrically. The young women today, their minds are so simple. They go to these places, the young men, and they must follow super hard everyone else. Oh, they may not do it like them, but they're doing it like them. They better do what they're doing, but they're doing what they're doing. Believe me! That's what it's for. It's meant for that. That's what Hitler used to train the children. Because their parents, that's what it was, that's what it's for. It was set up to create this secularism, the secular mindset, to turn men away from Yahweh. Yahweh meant for man to raise his son and his daughter. Meant for the mother to teach them the principles of Yahweh. It's one thing those that call themselves the Yardems or the Orthodoxy there in New York, they teach their children. And they study for hours each day. 10-12 hours a day. They're fluent in the Torah. Hebrew, the Hebraic language. And reading and writing other languages. And other languages as well. We teach ours to be dummies. Because we're such evildoers. We don't like truth in life. We don't want to be straightforward with us. We want what's already in us. Seed of corruption, we want to be fed with corruption. And that is the truth. Hallelujah, way. A buzzard, if you see a dead cow, would they rather take the dead cow than the live cow, wouldn't it? Sure would. They want the cow that's rotten. Not the one that's live. They don't want that. That tastes good. And that's how we eat. Our palate is consumed with stuff like that. I want to close with a few scriptures here. I want to close here. I want to read this in Gilgal, Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. The true seed of Yahweh. This is how we know we are the true seed. And we have the true seed. We have the Zerah, the Zereth, and the sperm of Yahweh. You all got that. But I want to quote this, what David says in Tehillim. I want to quote it. It says, his seed, his Zerah, shall endure forever. His word, his Zerah. Psalms 89:36. His seed shall endure forever. His Zerah shall endure forever. And his throne as the sun before. Now that is how Yahweh equates his seed with the sun. His throne is forever and everlasting. So is the Zerah, the sperma, the seed of Yahweh. But this is what Yochanan says in that tremendous battle on the Isle of Patmos as Yahweh began to reveal to him the revelation and the purpose of HaMashiach. He says in Gilgal 12:17, and the dragon, Shaitan, this beast government, this religious prostitute, the seed of evildoers, the tares, the seed of corruptors, the seed of falsehood, was wroth with the woman, the seed bearer, the one that brings forth fruit, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. Does it say that? The remnant of her Zerah, her seed. Well, how we know who the remnant of her Zerah is, the seed? We are identified those that keep what? The mitzvahs of Yahweh. And they have the testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach. That is the true sign of the Zerah, the seed, the sperma of Yahweh. They keep the mitzvahs, the commandments. And they have the testimony of HaMashiach. Those that say that they are the seed of Yisrael keep not this. They are seed of falsehood. This is how they are identified. He went to make war. He did not want to go to make war with the seed of the falsehood. I identified a variation of seed, did I not? He did not go to make war with the seed of the falsehood. He did not go to make war with the seed of the sorceress or the seed of the corruptors. He went to make war with the seed of the woman, those that kept the mitzvahs of Yahweh and that have the testimony Yahshua HaMashiach. This is the Zerah of Yahweh. And that's what he has put in us. He wrote in our lives. Read this, and I'm going to close. He put in us the true seed of is his word. Hear this again as I read. It says in Yeskel, Ezekiel 36:25, that I will sprinkle Zarak, clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all of your filthiness and all of your idols. And I will cleanse to her you. A kodash lev also will I put in you, give you. And a kodash ruah will I put within you. And I will take away your stony lev and out of your flesh. And I will give you a lev of flesh. And he says in verse 27, and I will put my ruah within you. And cause you to walk in my statutes, my hook, and you shall keep my mishpat, my judgment, and do them. You shall have the birth and the power to do what I command you. This is one being born of Yahweh. If we've been born of the falsehood, and we have all experienced that. You born of the falsehood, you will do things that are corrupt. You will do things that will please the corrupt flesh. HaMashiach did all things to please Yahweh. Are we truly born of Yahweh? Are we the seed of the falsehood? We're the Zerah. Is the sperma in us? Is the sperma of evildoers, falsehood corruptors? Or it is the sperma or the Zerah of the seed of Yisrael? Are we the sons of Yahweh? Are we the children of the enemy? You know if you have the seed in you, you cannot sin. You will not practice your evil thoughts. You will not do the things that your evil mind will conjure from your rebellious flesh that has turned away from truth. You begin to turn away from Yahweh, you will do anything. You're susceptible to anything. So let us keep our hearts, our minds, our love upon Him. Serve Him. Do what He commands. And He'll wash us. He's going to sprinkle the water. We're going into a baptism not like the submerging in water. There's a baptism of His people. And one that is going to be so profound that even it's going to shake all hell and earth, that the enemy will know that this is the seed of Almighty Yahweh. We must be identified. And the seed is identified by His mitzvot's commandments. And they have the testimony HaMashiach. You must have it. Without that, you're the seed of falsehood. May Yahweh bless you today. You that are listening, may bless you, may enrich you. Come on, Brother Patrick. May strengthen you and cause your heart to bless Him. We pray that the broadcast has been a blessing, that you have been enriched, you have been strengthened, you have been helped today. And I do pray you that are sitting in this bayet of Yahweh the Tabernacle, that these words have helped you today and that has opened up your understanding, and that there's a knowledge of what He requires of us to do. Obedience, there's nothing like obedience. And we must obey Yahweh. And He has not made the book that complex and difficult because He knew what He was dealing with. A sottish, ignorant people. His people are sottish. Dumbfound. That's what He said. He knew what He was dealing with and He knew what He had to do. So He had to write in simplicity, in terms that even an ignorant thing like me could understand. And I bless Him for that. He did not, He has hidden this from the world, but from His seed He has not hidden His truth. So we must obey Him. We have to do everything He commands us. And not to cause our heart to delight. I want to do what He commands me. I want to know. Show me Yahweh. Teach me. Show me my faults. Show me my errors. Show me I'm going wrong. I want to do what's right. That's my desire. I want to do what's right. I don't want to be a seed of the falsehood. I don't want to pretend this. As the old folks, I don't want to play what we call whole house. I don't want to play that. I want to be real. I want to be genuine in everything I do. I want my heart to be committed to it. I want it to be sincere. I don't want to be false. I don't want to be false. And I'm not going to take some little lightly approach to His truth and try to spew out some kind of falsehood. But I want to be sincere and real. I don't want to be false, brothers and sisters. I don't be a hypocrite. He's going to spew you out. So let us be real with Him. Let's be real. In my days, we would say that to each other. Be real, man. Come on, get real. That was part of our slang vernacular. Come on, be real. I don't know what they say today. They got such a twisted vernacular today. Just be real, man. Come on. Be real. I can see you. We would say stuff like that. I know you, man. That's the way we would talk. Don't you know He sees us? He sees everything we do. And so we can be false all we want to and say we love Him and do not keep what He commands us. We are liars. I don't care whether you're 9 or 99. And make sure that I don't care whether you're black or Caucasian. Whether you're brown, Israelite, or a Gentile. It makes no difference at all. He means what He says. If a man says he loves Him and keeps not His mitzvot, he's a flat-out liar. Period. You come to the knowledge of the truth, you don't sell that. He tells you to buy the truth and sell it not. You were selling it for a job or some family reunion or some fellowship. I won't sell it for that. I won't sell the principles of Yahweh for that. As far as natural family, I lost all of them 25 years ago. Even when I was in Jesus, I lost them because I believe even the things that I knew, I believed them with great drive. So I'm not troubled about those kinds of things. Period. That doesn't bother me one bit. Why? Because He's given me brothers. True sisters. True brothers. They're nothing like brothers. Nothing like a fellowship of a man. I'm telling you. Women may fellowship, but nothing like a man. Nothing. You got two strengths opposing one another or in conjunction, in agreement. There ain't nothing more powerful than that. I said to the brothers yesterday, we were picking up the ice machine to slide some plates on that Brother Allen had made. Of course, when we got there, he had Brother Josh there, both Brother Josh, and who else was with him? Brother Eldon. We were on our way. I'm calling for the whole crew because I'm thinking the thing is heavy. Give me 6, 7, 8 brothers. I said to Brother Jermaine, Brother, who else was that with us? I said, we can handle 1,000 pounds. And Brother Patrick, I said, we can take 1,000, 1,500 pounds. Oh, yeah. Of course, we walking up to the dining hall. We got it. I called Brother Charles. And we're going to get this thing up. Come on. We got it. I said, what? When I got there, they had gotten it. Four brothers. So there's nothing like men when that unifies strength. I'm telling you, that's what the enemy does all he can. I bless your daughters. That's why he use your mouths, use your ignorant ways to try to trouble him. That's why he'll use you. Can I ask you a question? Don't get upset with me. Did he use Eve? Will you answer me, daughter? Did he use Eve? Did he use Eve? All right, thank you. That's who he used. Now, you can take that lightly all you want to. I love you, sisters, but that is the truth. I got a wife, but I know what the enemy will do. I understand that. I know that. So don't allow him to do that, sisters. Don't let him use you like that. Sometimes it's good to be quiet. The man don't want to talk, just be quiet. Why are you not talking? Because I don't want to talk. You see, he doesn't want to talk, just be quiet. Just leave him alone. He'll be all right. And if he wants to talk, believe me, you'll say, I don't have to go to bed now. Okay? So don't wake up with sleeping giant, as they would say. Just let him. He'll be all right. I'm telling you. If he used Eve to bring down this Adamic nature, don't tell me he won't cause that Adamic nature to rise up in a man, too. Eve. He'll cause that Adamic nature to rise up. Eve. All right? Hallelujah, Yahweh. Nothing more precious than what he has given a man. A wife. Nothing like that. Man that finds a wife. A true daughter of Zion. He finds a good thing. He's blessed of Yahweh. So you practice being a wife. Now, if he finds the wife, he's blessed. And he has favor. You just be the wife and you will see the blessing flow to your house. I'll be a fruit head. That's the truth. I say that. My wife is in here, isn't she? So don't be a fruit head. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. We sing our song. Good time today, all right? Finally, let out one day on time. We bless you all and greet you all. Whoever you are today listening, we thank you for joining with us. We do appreciate you. We will say that Yahweh moves upon your heart. Send a gift or an offering to help us. We don't beg for money. We just say, help us. Show us how you stand with us. And you that give, I say to you, thank you so much. Thank you kindly. Your gifts and your offerings are a tremendous blessing. And we don't take them for granted. We thank you for your faithfulness. And you that have never visited here, the large sums that you send, I thank you and I bless you. Come on, Brother Patrick. We sing our song.
So let there be love shed among us. Let there be a love in our lives. May not your love sweep this house. Cause us your way to arise. Give us a fresh understanding above the love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
Come on, grab your neighbor's hand and sing that again.
So let there be love shared.
We greet you all, you that are listening. Brother James there in New York City, we bless you, our brother. Elder Irving there in Tennessee, whomever you are. Brother James and Teresa Matthews, North Carolina. We bless you all and thank you. Brother and Sister Tucker, bless you all there and the children. Yahweh strengthen us upon you all. We bless you all. Brother Nathan, all those that are gathered with you.
Give us a friend. Understanding a brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be a love.
Come on, look at your neighbor and sing that robust song.
So let there be us love share among us. Let there be love in our lives. Be now your love, sweetest love. Calls us Yahweh to arise. Give us a fresh understanding, a brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
Come on, sing it again.
So let there be us love.
Bless you all again. We thank you all. I say that with sincerity. You pray for the works of Yahweh here as we pray for you all. Do let us hear from you. The broadcast has blessed you. Let us hear from you, please. It is vital to the work here that we continue in this path that Yahweh has ordained us. May Yahweh enrich you this Shabbat and have a wonderful Shabbat.
Thus a fresh understanding, a brotherly love that is so real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be us love.
For thy Ahava is true, Yahweh. For you declared it in Scripture, for Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, the one of his bosom, the birth of his true living word, to give us strength to overcome. Bless your people wherever they are. Touch all of your people around the world. Then like Pastor Adji there in Ghana, bless them with bread, and Elder Martin there in Nigeria, Pastor Babu there in India, bless these men and all the true men of Yahweh wherever they are. All of our brothers and sisters, strengthen them. Every brother, every visitor, we thank you for everyone today. And we bless you for all things in the mighty name, Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. And all of his people cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.